fantastic score indeed, and it comes at a vital time of the game. Sen Chan is the man. Kenny Gassana, a wily character. Oh, that is beautiful as well. 2 points. It's an eye for an eye, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth on each occasion here. 2 points separating them.
They're going to need the play of Gassana down the stretch. He's been quiet offensively. Hasn't really expressed himself, but that's a big play.
That was a long-range shot that just doesn't hit the basket. And now, once again, we see the Patriots with a chance to move on. Look who they got. They got Costner back on the court, and that's a wonderful layup there for two. We are all square, ladies and gentlemen, going into the final 6 minutes and 20 seconds. This is an excitement of the first degree, I can tell you that. Yeah. Arnold.
The intensity in the arena has dialed up a notch.
Big time. Someone's turned the heat up in the oven, Q.
And it is on fire. The baseline drive, defender comes across, but with the contact, able to get the two.
Now, of course, all square at 64 each. 6 minutes to go, and I'm just trying to understand the tactics that will be used by the coaches. Bush has come on, of course. You know, when you look at the Kenyan, he's such an important element to the Patriots game. Needs to be a little bit careful. That was a little flick, but it was so important. The ball comes out wide, and there's a chance for three. It's an air ball. That's just not good enough. Now the Rwandan Patriots have the chance to calmly move up court, move into position, and then go for the big shot. And the rebound is there, of course, taken by the big man. Comes out to Costner for three. Oh! In she goes again. The big man is in town.
The Patriots have only led for 25 seconds in this game up to this point. A big shot by the big man, Costner.
And big games are being played by big teams who know how to produce big wins. This is not a big win, but look at this. This is, once again, no, that's not... Does he get the two? But that was it.
He gets the two, and it's a timeout called on the floor.
Timeout.
Patriots on a rampage. Gassana, easy layup, brings a breaking play, and it's Costner with the feathery touch.
Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. The Patriots are back, and they are rolling right at the perfect time. This is a special VOA coverage of the NBA BAL GNBC versus the Patriots. 64-69 for the Patriots with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Woo!
They're definitely banking it. You know, they realize that, you know, if they mess up, then NBC would just walk away with the win. And so GNBC has also messed up on the turnovers, you know, and the Patriots have really taken advantage of those opportunities. But my, oh my, Brandon Costner,
man.
They say each and every time, he always comes through.
The man is so methodical. He's so calm, so poised. He gives you just what you need right at the right time. You can, as you can see, the crowd in the Kigali Arena is going crazy. They are loving what they're seeing from the home team right now. Man, excitement. They can see it within reach.
Absolutely fantabulous stuff, you know, sensation.
Absolutely.
But otherwise, on the other hand, you know, Kiadi Razana Mahenina, you know, and his teammates are actually, you know, working hard too, because, you know, they also realize that, you know, the Patriots are not that tough team that, you know, people kept on talking about.
Right.
You know, they have tested them on the floor, you know, they have led for the most part of the game. And so they're like, yes, we can come through with a victory here. And, you know, that's giving them more confidence.
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's get back into the game. We will be back post-game. This is a special VOA, special coverage of the NBA BAL. This is Muff Bill Yabro and Prince Nesta.
They are quite relieved there because they needed to get that very important from Donge. And Donge is the nickname for Salonrina Mamarasata. And it basically means danger. They call him Petit Donge, little danger.
That's because of the speed on the floor.
Hasn't spent much time on the court, though, I'm afraid. And, you know, maybe it's his time to shine. Oh, burst the Kenyan. He wants everybody to jump up with joy. Make some noise. He's in the house. He's doing the damage.
Well, it extends the scoring run now of the Patriots. They're on a 15-point scoring run and extending the lead. And it's been difficult going for GMBC here in the fourth.
Raz gets the ball out. There's an opportunity for Mori. Mori trying to get the two. It comes off the rig. And once again, we find ourselves in a situation where they can't score every time that they get the ball back. But just look at this.
The feed is everything. The no-look pass. Kasana feeds, push, and it's two hands to emphasize, exclamation mark, for the Patriots.
Boom. Timeout. There's a chat. Well, they need to go and regroup. They need to try and talk, organize themselves, put themselves back in the right mindset. 64 for GMBC, 71 for Patriots with 4:08 on the clock. Whew. It's all about the clock now, isn't it? This is so, so important. And they've managed to win the rebound there in the first play coming out of the timeout queue. What can they do? What's going to happen here?
It's got to be controlled tempo, trying to get the kind of shots they want. I think for the Patriots, they'll continue to utilize their size. GMBC will go do what's worked for them. And it's been a combination of that stretch shooting and getting inside the paint.
Raz gets the ball back out, and there's the three-point attempt, and there's a foul that's been awarded there. You can just see that Donge has actually got the chance to fire in 2:66 if he can nail both of those very important free-throw shots.
Well, Donge had some good qualifiers, averaged just about double digits, 10 points, along with an assist and a rebound, and he had a career or a qualifier high 23 points. They'll want some of that here down the stretch.
Hey, do you remember what happened here in December between these two teams?
They went to overtime. And
hey, I'm just saying.
I'm saying that too.
Who knows? Anything's possible. I think that that's good. It's good shooting from the free throw line there. Very important, of course, coming from Donge. And puts them in a position where they can see the anything feasible. 3 points, and we really are taking it to the tight finale. 3:20 left on the clock, and Costa tries to barge his way through the defense. Is that he does pick up the foul. I thought that he was going to get a call against him on the charge, but have a look at this.
He is a terror in the paint, too. He is physical. He's a tough guard because he's got wide shoulders. And it's not an easy cover for Lubaki. He had no choice but to foul.
But we've got a look at his free throw shooting. Wasn't good in the first half.
He's been okay. It's Principe who struggled from the free throw line. Costner is pretty good. He's got a touch, and he utilizes a lot of that experience that is picked up over his career.
5 points. 5 points separating these two. There's Brandon Costa, 16 points. And he was the MVP, of course, in that win over Rivers. Hoopers! Oh, he goes up for two. That is what we need. Raz Mataz driving through. cutting open that defense in a big way.
21 points for Raz. He's been phenomenal for his club.
Bush unable to control. 3-point game. Need to score off your play. Don't score off your play, then there are issues. And Bush, oh well, if he's taking the bounce pass in the paint, he's got it in his hands, no one's going to really wrench the ball away from him. He'll score every time.
Quality possession here in the pressure moments as time pressure continues to mount just a little bit.
But there's no zonal marking going on here, is there?
None whatsoever.
Clock stopped. There will have to be another change. You can just see that Sten Chan's come on. And he must not feel 100% because he's gone back off, isn't he? That man, Donge.
Well, there's another change as well on the Patriots side. Prince Ibe coming in for Ramukota.
That is just a very poor effort of a pass there to get the ball back. Easily intercepted. And now it's Castana going on a little bit of a wander. And the 2 points they're in. It was delightful. You know, he just took off the momentum. And then it was just a little flick at the end.
He was so composed. It looked like he had so much time for the floater. And that the scorer's touch. No defense on him. Soft touch, floats it in.
It's subtle, isn't it? Look at that. Oh, just pop yourself in there, young man. I love it. A timeout, of course, called by GMBC. You can see 2 minutes left on the clock. Can they recover? Can they get back? 20 points to 9, that's the difference. Look at that, 23% field goal percentage, 64 for the Patriots.
And that's really been the difference here in the fourth quarter. The field goal percentage, you feel like the intensity stepped up a notch in the defensive end, and the stats reflect that for the Patriots. On the other end, the Patriots have been finding touches for their bigs. Kostner getting it done from the outside, but also Wamukota on the inside. He picked up his scoring, got to 11, and it was a lot, a much needed work for the Patriots. There is still plenty of time. 2 minutes is an eternity on the basketball court, and by no means do we know where this game is going.
No, now, you can see we have last 2 minutes, 69-76, 7 points. We have to find, they've got to find something here. Who will it be? Will it be GMBC, who clamber back and provide us with some fireworks in the last couple of minutes? Or will we see, comes off the knee, and of course there's frustration as the ball comes back off the knee, and it's going to be possession. The sideline here for the Madagascan side.
Fortunate to keep the possession off that trap, taking some time off the shot clock, 7 seconds for GMBC on this offensive possession.
Murray, long range 3-pointer. You don't have many options here, but I'm afraid that it's not good, is it? It's not good, and time is running out, and they're going to use up every single second of their play every time that they get the ball, because they're in command. It's their game to lose now. The Patriots, Castana, little fake. They can control the tempo. It's missed. Picked up here by Murray. Murray tries to get the ball out. It's a poor pass. And look, it's going to be an easy score here. You can just pick it up. Oh, he can't finish it off with the alley-oops.
I'm not a fan of that play. Looking for the Showtime bucket here in pressure situation.
Yeah, you've got to be pragmatic.
Could have gone a different way entirely.
Yeah, in other words, could go up the other end and they get a 3-pointer, and then of course, you know, you just don't want to miss that. Costa comes back off the hoop, hitting the boards, smuggled away, but I'm afraid that with 49 seconds to go, it's going to be a tough mountain to climb here for GMBC. They've fought valiantly. They don't deserve to lose, to be honest with you, with all of the incredible fighting spirit that we've seen on court today. And all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, they just they have that lead taken away from them, pinched from them, and then on the cusp of not making. Oh, that's a fantastic three. Let's just focus on that for a second.
I want to hold that thought.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to what I said. It's not done yet. 35 seconds. Of course, they've got to be smart about this. Patriots, high ball over the top. It's been picked up there by Sagamba. Oh, the layup for two. Beautifully done. Sadar Sagamba. Surely that's the end. 25-6. We've seen stranger things happen, Kyo. So a game is not finished until the final buzzer.
Game on. Anything can happen here in the Basketball Africa League. Sagamba picking up a two.
Here he is, Raz. Raz taking the ball up. Raz gets the ball out wide. No pass going into... that went to no man's land. And you can see the John Major, the coach of this Patriots team, of course, pointed to his head at one point. You've got to be smart. You've got to manage this in the right way.
I've spoken about it before, and I'll say it again. It's the value of experience down the stretch. And the timeout call by Manuel Mavombo, just in case the table did not see the call from Coach Allen Major. And right there, they want to step up to take up as much time off the shot clock as possible and off the game clock. GMBC really going to have no choice but to foul. And this game is either going to go one of two ways. They're going to be persistent fouls, and Patriots are going to be forced to earn it from the free throw line. But it's going to rely on the ability of GNBC to knock it down from the outside and get as many scores in a short space of time. It's not all lost. It's a two-possession game. If they hit a three, it could get interesting, but it's going to be earned from the charity stripe, one feels, and also on the ability of GNBC to knock down threes.
Well, time is of the essence, but 6 points. Everybody's going to be battling for absolutely everything, but there's already a foul that's been committed, of course. And this will be...
It's only the 13th foul for GNBC. They have to foul two more times to send the Patriots to the free throw line. It's going to have clock implications.
Unable to retrieve possession on that occasion, despite the little battle on the ground there between Senchan and Sidhar Sagamba. Little slip there with that left foot.
Looks like there's a wet spot on the floor, but it's being sorted out. Sagamba with a more frustrated look. Could not get his footing.
Got to go for three, and of course there was that just been missed. That might have been the last chance. Saloon and the doors have just flung shut, I'm afraid. It's going to be complicated now. 10.9 seconds, 6 points separating. They went to overtime, of course, in the playoffs in December.
And it's looking like it's looking probable that it's going to be the same result as their playoffs, of the Patriots picking up the win. But credit to GNBC and their fighting spirit. Another timeout being called now with 9.3 seconds left. A bit of confusion between the referees and the squad from the Patriots, but 6 points still the difference, 9.3 seconds all that remains. And another break as the coach's strategy. It's a game of small margins because GNBC managed to get the foul count up. They're going to try and foul again. I don't think that they're going to give up. So again, it goes back to the ability to shoot free throws as well as knock down threes from the outside.
4 points and 9 seconds. Honestly, sometimes you see games and you see that there are openings that you can, the ball goes out and you know you still got a chance to hit three. You hit the three and you know the clutch shot and all of a sudden you know you've got overtime. Honestly, I'm not taking that out of the equation until I hear that buzzer and I see that scoreline. And that's just the way that I'm feeling it at the moment.
You are an optimist, I won't lie, but with the ability of these shooters on the GNBC and these guards, Raz, Eli, they can put it up from just about anywhere. And given what we've seen throughout the game, you can't count them out.
But they don't get possession. It's for the Patriots. Diddy. Sagamba. Costa.
GNBC happy to let it.
Costner for three, but he's unable to reach the 21-point bracket, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The news today coming from Rwanda, coming from the Basketball Africa League, is that we have our first final eight team who qualified, of course, because they've won two matches, and there are four teams in the group, so two wins from three basically means you're one of the three teams that will qualify. Congratulations to the Patriots. They've done a sterling job.
Welcome back. Welcome back, VOA listeners. What a game. The Patriots have pulled it off, 78-72 versus GNBC. GNBC had a very valiant effort. They played extremely well. They are a completely different team than what we had seen in the first initial game. So they show us that they're really here for the right reason. I am Muckville Yabro, and I am here with my co-host, Prince Nesta.
My, oh my, what did we just see? Masterclass performance, McBeal. They executed their strategy of intercepting the bombs and forcing turnovers. And, you know, boom, they nailed the basket. And, you know, they're actually walking away with a win on this one, which is really much needed. All right, on the line on the other side, you're actually joined by VOA Upfront Africa's Jackson Bungani, who's also a native of Rwanda. And we're also joined by former G League player and Malian national team basketball player, Cheick Diore, who's always here with us here all the time. All right, gentlemen, I think it was a fantastic performance, one of the best games I've watched so far. What was your take on the match, Cheick?
I think Patriots had a tremendous, a fantastic comeback, as everybody was expecting, because they haven't said the first and the last word. When you look at this GNBC Madagascar team, they really start the game by a big punch. And I was talking to my colleague earlier that the game of basketball is 85% mental, because little things matter a lot. Little things are box out when you go for rebound and second chance play, you know, high energy. That's a talent itself. Playing tough on the basketball is a talent itself. As we saw that with the Madagascar team from the first quarter all the way through to the third quarter, I think they really was not able to stay consistent toward the end of the third quarter, toward the fourth quarter. It's a fourth game. It's a fourth quarter game, of course. If you start with the same pace, you have to play until the end. The Patriots start the same pace, and they even got more intense toward the end when you see that. At the fourth quarter, they were playing tough defense against this team to get this a very meaningful victory for them as the organizing country.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jackson, what do you think the Patriots did, as we were talking about it during halftime? What was the changes that they had made in order for them to pull this victory off?
I think they were just able to find rhythm. You know, the first two, in the beginning, you could tell that they just were not in it. You know, I think when they sat down with the coach, as we're talking about, I think that the talk with the coach must have helped, because you could tell when they came in the third and the fourth quarter, they were playing a different game. And, you know, the big guy made a big difference, too. You know, the big guy with a soft touch, that's what
absolutely.
They say.
Absolutely. Brandon Costner, absolutely. 16
yeah.
points.
You know, but, you know, in the beginning, when I was watching, when I first turned on the game, I just didn't understand why the Patriots were struggling against this team. You know, it felt like a much better team. The Patriots, you know, felt like a much better team, a much bigger team, too. I just did not understand how they were struggling, but they were able finally to find, you know, to find their rhythm and keep the momentum, and, you know, they finally got the win. And this, like Cheick said, this is very monumental for them as a hosting team. The pressure is on to win this game, and I'm glad, I'm happy for them.
Absolutely, and there was some sense of awakening, too. I mean, moving forward, and they know they're going to be facing a tough U.S. Monastery of Tunisia, you know, and they will have to improve on a couple of things moving forward, especially free throws. which really weren't coming in. And it seemed like, you know, to a great extent, Brendan Costner also came in through with those three-point shots and stuff like that. Moving forward, what do you think maybe they should possibly work on? Because U.S. Monastery is actually a tough, tough team.
I think this time around, I don't know what that was question directed to me, but this, I think their passing game, they need to work on their passing game. They have done better this time than they did previously. The first game, they were shooting too much unnecessarily, but this time they're passing, they're laying up, they're going into the paint. Going forward, if they can sustain the momentum and find that rhythm early on in the game, because, you know, if you're playing a good team and they have these margins early on you, it's really hard to play catch up, you know. But like with, you know, I could tell that, you know, they were going to catch up with GNBC at some point, and they did around the 5 minute mark, and, you know, stretched out their lead after that. But if you find a good team, you won't have those opportunities. They'll, you know, they'll shut you down and they'll keep going. So hopefully they can start finding their rhythm, their vibe, their momentum early on into the game and create those leads from the beginning.
Right. Shek, if you're GNBC, after having not the greatest first game, what are the positives that you can take from this game moving forward to the third game that they have? What are some positives that the team can take from themselves to implement for the third game?
I think this was a big step back. They had the first punch lost by 47 points, and which really get the high motive to come to this level of mental stage to compete against the best team like that. And everybody really thought it was a done game, because when you play catch up in a basketball game, it's not easy to win a game, as you all see.
Right.
They focus on Ibe a lot, defensively on Ibe and other players, but they forgot about Bush, mm-hmm. which is a kid that grew up in America as well, like Bush, like Ibe, and he also went to Wichita in the United States, the first Kenyan player to ever play NCAA. And I think moving forward, the Madagascar team needs to really play the same pace, but they just need to be consistent from the first quarter to the fourth quarter. Everything was good until the third quarter, but I don't see anything like they did wrong,
right,
except taking bad shots when they was not needed. They're supposed to focus on getting to the bucket more than taking shots at this time of the game, because early in the game, they was making shots. It looks good when you make shots, but when you're not making shots, you give the other team to come back against you. This is what we saw with them in this case. I hope they will learn from it, because the first game they got beat up by 43. This was much less than that, and I hope that will get them even more motivated mentally to go for the third game and trying to get the last word. As I'm going to tell you this, every team that's on this tournament right now, they say if you go to another country looking for money, if you don't get the money, you will get the experiences. So
right.
This is what is going to be an experience, because it's the first time, and you will learn from it, and you will do better with the recruitment, and will do better for the next future. So I would say that the next game, I don't expect any much more or less than Madagascar team, because either what they do, they don't have much chance to make it to the tournament, the playoff games.
Right. I feel like for them, they will... You know, they're going to go up against the Rivers Hoopers for the next game. Those two teams might be a little bit more evenly matched because of their size as well. So I feel like they definitely did a lot for what they could. The size difference was huge, but they still made do with what they could. Shooting, you know, when you're a shooting team, if you shoot well, then you're up the entire game. As soon as the shots are no longer falling, then, you know, it turns into something else. But thank you, gentlemen. We are just about done wrapping it up. This is Mukhtar Yabro with Prince Nesta, joined by Shek Tiaro and Jackson Vugani. This is a special coverage of the NBA BAL from Voice of America. Thank you all for listening.
Famous VOA Africa special coverage of the historical NBA Basketball African League Championship games in Rwanda.